The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
We've got all these prayer people and intercessors that are crying out for America. They're putting their heart into it. Yeah. And in that process of the place of prayer, God puts burdens on your heart. Yeah. And then you have to figure out how to, you know, be empowered to do that. Yeah. We actually become the hands and feet of Jesus.
Dave Cabal and Bunny Pounds want to motivate and empower believers to pray and engage to impact their culture. Next on Life Today.
I don't know what's going on in your heart and your life. I got to be honest with you. I have a lot of hope, but I have a lot of hurt. Because what I've watched happen when evil prevails, when the father of lies, of dissension, division, destruction, and death prevails in much of the world with the intention of controlling the world, and that's really what Satan's about. Taking over God's planet, God's creation, God's garden, God's family, God's people, God's church. And Betty, when it looks like for a long time he's been succeeding, and right now I'm beginning to see glimpses of hope in the midst of all the darkness that seems to prevail in too much of the world. And I'm seeing people push back. I'm seeing people recognize that we've given the future of our children in the education system that our dollars pay for, that we're supposed to be overseeing with wisdom. We're funding the denial of God, everything that made the nation great when it was founded, and the foundation upon which it was built to escape Caesar, Pharaoh, monarchy, overreaching imperial powers that dominate and control and destroy, including religious powers that were anything but godly powers. And they came and they birthed something here around God, and knowing that divine providence led to the birth of this nation. And when you watch what's happening, Betty, all over the world, and you think, people, how about we stand up and push back? And we don't have to do it with guns. We need to be able to protect ourselves from an overreaching, overbearing, dangerous, deadly Caesar or whatever power there is. We've got to be able to do that. But we actually can change the future of our nation with a ballot, with a piece of paper. But it's got to be a controlled vote. It's got to be a vote that you know is honest. And it's got to be controlled in every possible way and overseen. And nobody should push back on that. No one should want a dishonest vote. No one should want any person voting that's not a citizen. We've got to stop the nonsense. And I am watching this happen. I've got two people here with us today as guests that understand this. One of them is the CEO and the president of Intercessors for America, Praying for America. Another is Bunny Pounds. And I love what she's really talking about people being engaged, and she's talking about Christians being engaged, and she's not talking about getting ready to get married. She said, well, you know, as a joke, don't you want to be able to get engaged? That'll get you a crowd. You know, a lot of people are looking for that. But here's the deal. It's talking about active. Bunny Pounds is here. And Bunny, I think your whole family, basically, starting with your dad and then with you, was changed through the outreaches, you might say, of life. And Dave Cabal is here, who is the president, CEO of Intercessors for America, and really for the world and around the world. All right. I talked about things to be concerned about. You may remember this, Bunny. You do know that God led me, Billy Graham, and some others to have something to do with a man being elected by the name of Ronald Reagan. You do remember that?
Absolutely.
Do you remember that I broke three things out that I started saying? It was like I had stepped in dangerous ground when I said, Christians, we have a responsibility to lead. We have a responsibility to restore principles of freedom, essential for the foundation and the survival of freedom. And I said it, and I said, listen, be inspired. Be inspired by what we have. Be inspired by what freedom does. Be inspired by what we've been given. Be informed. Be informed. Know what's going on. Don't vote without understanding of the times and understanding of the challenges and understanding of the necessary principles. And then be involved. Does that sound a little bit like what you're trying to do with Christians Engaged?
Absolutely, James. There's an awakening happening in America right now. There's a whole bunch of hopelessness.
Hey, where'd you get this fire?
Jesus. You know, there's a whole bunch of hopelessness out there, but there's hope rising in the heart of people that he's awakening his bride in this moment. Across denominational lines, we're coming together, like it's in our DNA here at Life Outreach, to say it's time for the church to be activated and to be truly salt and light. Yeah. And my mission as someone who's been in the political movements for over 20 years is to go back to the church and say, guys, wake up. Yeah. It's time to pray. Mm-hmm. What Intercessors for America does, it's time for us to become intercession by actually engaging in the process. First of all, taking Jesus to the ballot box, taking our biblical values to the ballot box, and then engaging wherever God calls us to engage. And as you all know, there's so many issues, there's so many problems, but if the church would rise up and take their place, we can see massive change in our nation.
Yeah. What do you think about her zeal?
I love it. I love it. Sometimes I'll be sitting at home and I think, yes, Christians, please wake up and know that your vote counts and your concerns matter and your values matter. And we have a right as Christians, as citizens, to get out there and make that difference and to inspire people to grab hold of those values that we used to hold and we used to value them, all of the things, the principles.
It's more than a right, too. It's a responsibility.
It is a responsibility.
To uphold those and to preserve those and to protect those. And if necessary, you actually fight with your voice. And what we're watching, Bunny, we're watching women go to the school board and say, hey, you're not teaching our kids education. Yeah. You're actually teaching against God. You're trying to remove God from the very nation that was birthed with a desire to seek God and to share the freedom that only God in truth offers. Dave, what do you think about somebody doing what she's doing? She's been working behind the scenes. Now she's kind of coming out front and saying, come on, everybody. Mm-hmm. Come out from undercover. Yeah. Come out from your comfort zone. Yeah. Come on and be light on the lampstand. Come on and be effective salt. Come on, don't be trampled under feet of men. That's what happens to salt when it loses effect. Who said that? Who said that salt that has no effect is only good to be trampled under the feet of men? Somebody named Jesus. Jesus said it. And all that is sacred is being trampled under the feet of people who are not affected by the impact of the preserving effect of salt and the preciousness of salt to add meaning to all of life. That's what Christians do. Yeah. And the light of the world that illuminates the way. And together the city is set on a hill. Dave, when you see what she's doing, and you know how these intercessors are praying about the challenges that we face, about the needs that need to be met, about the restoration of Freedom's Foundation, and then you see this, do you see what's happening in someone like Bonnie?
Oh, absolutely.
As an answer to prayer?
Oh, absolutely. At Intercessors for America, we talk about a concept called intercessory activism. That is, out of intercession, we act. There's this amazing interaction, encounter that Ezekiel has with God in Ezekiel chapter 3, where Ezekiel is burdened by the state of Israel, the state of his nation. He goes before God, and God says, don't do anything until I give you a word. And then God doesn't give him a word. But Ezekiel goes and prays and intercedes and listens. The scripture says that he's overwhelmed for 7 days. And then he comes back before the Lord, and the Lord says, I have made you a watchman for Israel. Now go with this word.
Wow.
Intercessory activism. The role of a watchman is not to look outward first, it is to look upward first.
Wow. Yes.
To hear from God and then to act. It's so critical. And let me just tell you, James and Betty, the demographic group of 50 plus that we serve primarily, they want to do something. They are hearing from God. They want to do something. What can they do? And what we're looking for is a leader like Bunny Pounds, Christians Engage, in order to activate them through the intercession that they're hearing from God.
If somebody wanted to support you directly, where would they go online? And if they wanted to be involved, let's say, okay, Bunny, we want to know if you're having a conference, an emphasis, and you can show us some things that can be effectively addressed. Where do they go to find out how to do it?
ChristiansEngage.org. We have a national conference called our Wake Up Conference every year. We are building out curriculum to inspire Christians to actively get involved in the processes. So our On-Ramp to Civic Engagement Seminar is happening for the nation this year, and we're building out another curriculum on how to be light and salt in your community. And Our heart is to resource the church in this moment because, as Dave said, we've got all these prayer people and intercessors that are crying out for America. They're putting their heart into it. Yeah. And in that process of the place of prayer, God puts burdens on your heart.
Yep.
And then you have to figure out how to, you know, be empowered to do that. Yep. We actually become the hands and feet of Jesus, which is what y'all have taught for so many years. and so that means we have to actually do something. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to connect the pieces between prayer to action and moving people with good political education and civic engagement education so they do it effectively.
When it comes to intercessory activism, we don't have to wonder what to do because Bunny's got it all figured out in Christian engagement. Literally, just jump on her website. After you hear from God that you must do something, and then you'll be activated.
And I think that's what a lot of people are waiting for, Christians are waiting for. They have it on their heart to want to make a difference, to change what they see happening that is not of God. So if they have a place they know they can go, somebody can light that fire under them and tell them which direction to go. That really makes a difference, doesn't
it? Every Christian should be praying, voting, and engaging regularly. We have a pledge to empower people to do that, to not forget to vote in every election, to not forget to pray for their nation, just like Dave and Chris do at Intercessors for America. But then the second piece is getting that practical civic engagement education.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how to talk to your elected officials.
Yeah.
So you know how to engage in the process at your state house or in Washington, D.C. So you can do it with knowledge so that we as believers go in carrying the name of Jesus with integrity and character and do it in the right spirit. And that's what God's doing right now. He's bringing hope in a hopeless situation through the body of Christ. And what Dave and Intercessors for America is doing that's so effective is getting people to pray over the news of the day and to take action with those prayers. And then we're turning them into actually engaging with the voting and civic engagement. So it all of it works together. As we get educated, we move to prayer, and then we activate for the sake of our nation.
And if you don't believe that people going out to vote principles matters and protecting the voting, if the enemy knows, the deceiver knows, that if we can take control and stuff ballot boxes, overpower ballot boxes, be dishonest, have people voting who may not even be citizens, and now then we're trying to approve people who don't have to be citizens to vote. They don't have to be Americans. We're going to take care of them with everybody's money. Whose money? The government makes no money. They spend your money. And you better get concerned about your future being worth anything. We're real close to losing it all. Hey, Bunny, this is no joke. But it won't stop until the family of God, the body of Christ, stand up and get engaged. Isn't that what you're trying to say?
Exactly.
And isn't that what you're praying for?
Absolutely. Just the lie that is entered into some people's head that your vote does not matter is a lie that is neutralizing so much of the body of Christ. Now, we've got to be concerned about election integrity. There's absolutely no doubt. Some things need to be fixed. Mm-hmm. But the body of Christ has to stay engaged and vote.
Absolutely.
Well, James, just if Christians would show up at the ballot box in their city. Mm-hmm. In my city in Garland, we have 250,000 people in a suburb of Dallas-Fort Worth. And a few years ago, we had a three-part mayoral election. Only 1.2% of the population showed up, 5,000 people.
Yeah.
One church in my city could have taken election and been and changed the trajectory of my city.
Yeah.
So the reality is if we just regularly show up, we could change everything in this nation.
Yeah.
And then if we start getting to know our elected officials, praying for them, like Intercessors for America teaches us, intersecting with that government space, as you and I have done, walking beside elected officials. I even ran for Congress myself. Don't know how that happened, but you know, you follow the burdens of the Lord and you respond to it. Mm-hmm. If we do that, we can absolutely impact America one heart at a time.
Well, I think if people could understand the voting starts from the grassroots, from the school board to the city offices on up. I think so many people, as I did at one time, thought it was just the president and the vice president or those high up. Well, no, it needs to start way down because it moves up.
Oh, parents people taking responsibility for their children's education and their own community. You know, we're teaching through the book of Nehemiah right now. and Nehemiah rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem in 52 days.
Unbelievable.
Because he put those families and said, you know, hey, this is your section of the wall.
Yeah.
This is your section of the wall. And so out of the place of prayer and fasting, he responded, had favor with the king, and went back with the resources to start rebuilding the walls. And everybody doing their part, they did it together.
There are more school board members elected than any other office,
yes,
in the United States. Over 100,000 school board members. That is just one example of how voters in local communities, mm-hmm, the body of Christ, can make a difference.
All right, please hear this. God only uses one family to fulfill the Father's will. That's His family. To oversee His garden, which is everything He created. We're overseers. We don't just name it. We oversee it. We protect it. We preserve it. That's responsibility. And the only ones who can do it wisely are those who receive the wisdom that is offered freely from above, God's wisdom. It's God's family. Now, stay with me. His body. His body, the body of Christ, is the church. It's His family. We're born into the family, born from above of the Spirit, born as new creations in Christ, connected as members of the body of Christ, the church. That is the force and the power that the Father of life, the Father of truth, the Father of light, that's the family, that's the body, that's the force the Father uses to oversee His planet, His people, His sheep with His wisdom. Divine providence guiding us, divine protection caring for us, leading us in how we protect and preserve the sheep from the beasts of the field, the fruitful fields, from the predation, the briars, the weeds, the tares. We care for it. Father, that's what we're here for. And You have given us both the responsibility, the freedom, and the right to express Your will freely in Jesus' name. The churches of Jesus Christ, the churches where the church meets, the church that meets in the churches, can be His family body and do His will on earth. He said, My kingdom has come, it's in you. When He left, He said, I, the resurrected Jesus, now live in you. The same Jesus. You can be overcomers. You can be ambassadors. You can be more than conquerors. You can be good overseers and shepherds, and you can protect the flock, the sheep, from the beasts of the field, from the wolves, from the lion, from the bears, from the birds of prey. You can protect the fields. That's what we're here for. And in America, because of freedom, we do it with a piece of paper that is protected and overseen to preserve freedom. Bunny, Dave, the stage is set for the greatest awakening in history.
Absolutely.
And
Amen. It will be His body.
Come on.
It will be His family. It will be us that do it.
Come on.
Our viewers have been putting His arms around the most overlooked, the most unnoticed, the most heartbroken all over this world for years. And we're doing it right now by drilling another 350 water wells. Would you please give a cup of water in Jesus' name? Listen to Esau Pretorius. Peter Pretorius went to be with Jesus. Esau and Anne, the family, and all the missionaries are still in place. And God is multiplying the outreach. Listen to Esau. Listen to God through this missionary.
How does she feel about having to use this water? Is she concerned for her children?
This water is not good for the kid, but there's no option.
There's no option, eh? Sure. Yeah.
This mother's dilemma is one shared with millions of mothers in rural villages throughout the world, not having access to water that is safe for their children to drink.
We've been told what their story is. Their mother's too sick to be able to actually go and fetch water. So these young kids, as little as they are having to go down to the river. We're following them now, and they're going to go and fetch water for their sick mother and for their family.
A mother's heart is to provide the best for her children. But what is this mother to do when the best is not available? She has no other choice but to send her children to the dangerous and diseased waters of the Nile.
Just take a look at this water. I mean, the water here is just so dirty. There is no way that I would ever be able to give my children this water. There's crocodiles in this river. It's not safe for him to be getting there, but actually his greatest danger is the very water that he's going to be carrying home. Knowing farewell that this water may steal their lives. It's stolen other children in this village's lives, but the reality is, as their mother told us, they have no option. There is no option here because they don't have a water well. How do we change this, you ask? It's actually quite simple. It's you opening your heart and partnering with us and making it possible for us to bring Mission Water for Life to this village, to this little child, please. Help us today. Help us save this child, his family's lives, and all the other families in this village by drilling a water well here, by giving the best gift we can give, by giving the gift of water, giving the gift of life.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, Misak, I'm so glad, you know, when you said giving the greatest you can give, the gift of water, and then you said the gift of life. And I've said it to you over and over. I don't care whether it's feeding, rescuing somebody that's being trafficked, being used, being kept a slave, or whether it's water. You're actually giving the greatest gift there is. You're giving life. And because you give life, and think about this, we are giving water for life because of the water of life. And when those precious people, it changes their whole world. I mean, when children line up to be fed and they'll wait and wait and wait just to get food, it doesn't matter how long, you know, people will oftentimes go to an entertainment center, like Six Flags or wherever they want to go, and they'll stand in line a long time to get on something fun. But these children are standing in line to have food. Well, they do the same thing for water, only they have to walk miles to get it. And there's no joy because normally they're bringing home sickness. And they're bringing home death to the family and the children, but it's all they have. But then you give them a well, Betty, and then you give them one that children can function. We have even, this is just how ingenious the missionaries are. They found that there's a merry-go-round well pump that you can let children get on it and push it, and then they can put a holding tank, and they're pumping water up into the holding tank, and they can actually give them more places that they can get water so they don't have to come to one pump. These missionaries are amazing. I mean, we've showed people how they can grow their crops better if they can catch a little rainwater, and they make little holding tanks out of skins, and then they can put water on their crops. These people are so easy to teach. It'd be easy to teach them here in America and in Canada if you'd stop doing it all for them. Stop the nonsense, for heaven's sake. God wants responsibility, productivity, oversight of all that he's given us to oversee wisely. That's what we do when we give people water. We give them life. And it's a celebration, baby, when the water comes out. I mean, it's like the greatest thing that ever happened in their town. When they go to the well and they get the water, and only when the missionaries have us come from out will they let them just play there with the water pump because they're all so happy. They don't let them do that all the time. This is precious water. But I'm telling you, the love of God flowing through you has an impact that is eternal. It changes everything forever, but also right now. I wish we could just understand. Jesus is here now. Would you please represent Jesus by giving not just a cup of water, but a well of water? Could you give $4,800? Could you give $48 to give 10 people water for life? $144 to give 30 people water? You can do it. God, please help everybody watching to do something. Would you do it? Would you go get your bank card and use it like a check? Dial that number or go online and make the gift God puts on your heart. If you could give a well, $4,800, I don't have to wonder if you're going to do it. If God's given you the ability, you're going to do it. And I want to thank you for that because you're giving life. Thank you so much. Thank you for praying. Thank you for giving what God put on your heart. Make that call. Make that gift. And know this, you're giving life.
Across the globe, hundreds of thousands of lives are lost each year to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the God's Daily Promise devotional set. These 4 seasonal devotionals each contain a daily scripture, inspirational message, and room to journal your prayers and insights from God's Word. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Faith, Hope, and Love coaster set. All 4 beautiful sandstone coasters come in an elegant natural wood holder and artistically display the words of 1 Corinthians 13:13. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, I'm going to send you, for any gift you make, the God's Daily Promise. It's devotional. And they're beautiful. They're seasonal. And, I mean, you'll see all the seasons. And we want to bless you, but I really need you to understand this. You just blessed thousands of people with life. And we're going to point them all to the life that inspired. The water of life inspires water for life. And I really pray with all my heart that you will take seriously what we talked about today, intercession, and being engaged, being involved in preserving and protecting the preciousness of freedom. Please do it. Dave, I'm going to tell you, if you think that right here, Bunny and Dave's not a power force, and you know what
Come
I
on,
love?
Bunny.
I like the unity that prevailed here.
Amen.
And I love the unity that's here. And the unity that's here. We love you. Let's do something to preserve freedom. God bless you.
Tomorrow on Life Today, co-host of Rebuild and Restore, Shannon Fields, had no idea how helping widows would hit so close to home. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.